Hey there.
Mommies.
Mommies, this is a quick announcement before the show that you're about to listen to. The next, there's like about 4 minutes that are going to sound real like canned, and that's a little audio issue we have, but then it goes right back. The rest of the hour and 10 minutes after it are perfect.
Normal and perfect.
Just like you're hearing right now. What is this sounding to you? Does it sound perfect to you?
Sounds great.
This is what it's going to sound like after about 4.5 minutes. So
Blue Band kind of fucked up the first 4 minutes.
Didn't press a button. So you'll have weirdness is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then right back to gold.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh. And there's a little button.
Everything is going to be fine. Oh.
There you go.
That was real.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
You're welcome.
So that's it. Enjoy the episode. Your mom's house 64. We love you.
Doesn't smell good.
Bye.
And it's recording.
Uh-oh. Hi, mommies. This episode of Your Mom's House.
Oh, you get right into it. You don't.
Well, I feel like we should just get that out of the way and then we can have fun. You know what I mean? You gotta eat your vegetables before you can have dessert, Tom.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What's,
my number two?
Let's see it. Go, raw, 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 raw.
It's a terrible sound.
Well, I'm just making sure everything's ready to go.
Sound like a bear.
Like
a bear in heat. A freak without warning.
Is anybody, if anyone's checking us out right now, tweet me if the audio is cool. Yes, this is live, so if you're listening to it on your iPod or on your whatever mom thing is in your ear.
Tommy, can they see my fat rolls when I sit like this?
No, baby. No.
They can't see my fat stomach like this?
No, baby.
You swear?
I swear.
What is it? Tits up?
Yeah.
It's all, there you go. Don't show my fucking fat rolls.
It's just right. It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay. Can I start now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we had to, you know, shit.
Shit, Blanca. Yeah. You can't just get right into it like that.
All right.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh, and then dates. Can we go on to that? Are we good?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm going to be at Hyenas in Dallas. That's Dallas, Tejas. That's Texas. This weekend, starting tomorrow, the 28th through Saturday night, I will be there in Tejas. And that's where Bill Hicks is from, Tejas. And I'm excited to do Dallas. I've never done it. And it's a really good comedy scene. And then after that, I'm going to be, I think July 4th weekend, I will be at Levity Live in the Palisades, New York.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah, that's just 45 minutes outside of New York City.
Look at your big old danglers. nice.
And what about you, Tommy T?
Next week, I go to Dayton, Ohio, to the Dayton Funny Bone, July 5th through the 8th. And then, let's see.
Wait, will you do your chimp smile? We've been doing chimp smiles all week.
I do the Richmond Funny Bone, Richmond, Virginia. I go on July 19th.
Oh, Richmond, yeah.
And then I just had a date get moved because somebody...
Cat Williams took it.
Cat took it. No.
You can't. take a man's date, you motherfucker.
Here's what got moved. I wanna make sure
that
I get this.
That was a bad Cat Williams.
I've heard worse.
Motherfucker. How does he do
no.
it, man?
And then actually I go right back to Ohio. I do Cincinnati, God. The Newport Funny Bone, August 2nd through 5th. What got moved is my late date in August at the Cleveland Improv. That's being moved. So I won't be going there. But I am going to be in Cincinnati August 2nd through 5th, Richmond July 19th, Dayton July 5th through 8th. So
That's a lot of Ohio.
There's two places right there out of nowhere.
One mommy, lots of Ohio.
So that's that. And I want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, buddy.
And
I'm eating some Skittles. Oh, that sounds so much better.
You like that?
Oh, I like that a lot.
Well,
I like
you can
to be
control
loud.
Your headphones.
No,
you know?
I know that, but for some reason when you did it from there.
Yeah, yeah. Feels better.
You know what? Blue Band's not. How come it was so much better from there?
Well, would Blue Band's not, or Blue Band just did something awesome?
Blue Band did something awesome.
Yeah, maybe you should change your attitude.
I just ate so much, babe. I'm so full. I ate so fast. I just ate like a whole bag of Skittles, like a pound bag.
Wait, show us your chimp smiles.
You have to smile real big.
Do you want to start the show?
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Our next guest is originally from Danville, Illinois. He enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life. And he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot. Faggot is rather an odd name.
Yeah, you know, it is an odd name.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Do you like that?
You surprised me. The listeners don't know. You guys don't know this, but Tom surprises me almost every time.
You know,
that was amazing.
I've been watching so many clips online because of that gig I got, the writing thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it requires me to watch. I'm basically writing this web series for some company hired me to do it. And it requires a host, right? I'm not the host, but I'm writing stuff that goes back and forth between, and there's a lot of videos. So, like, watch these clips, see if these give you ideas. So, because of that, like, you just end up seeing other clips.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And when I saw that one,
your research,
like,
if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you end up seeing shit that, like, you know, that has nothing to do with your topic, but it just, because, you know, it has related videos and all that stuff. And I was like, what's this one? And I clicked on it.
It's
and it just,
so great.
Oh, man. It made me... Let's hear it.
The music's so rad, too.
It's like an old episode.
Yeah. He's cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love
this
life.
This is love connection.
And he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot.
You just put that together, that was love connection?
That was Chuck Woolery, 2 and 2.
Of course.
I didn't know that. You know, my mother used to watch this every night of my life. I've probably seen
this.
Can you
hear, like, the typing? Like, that's the...
That was a total thing.
That's when they... Well, the intro, yeah.
But for some reason, because I wasn't paying attention to that, I thought it was, like, Family Feud or something.
No,
I thought it was, like,
no.
Richard... But
that's
Chuck Woolery...
Yeah.
Isn't that Calling the Kettle Gang? Isn't he?
I don't know anything about Chuck Woolery.
Wait, did you like his likes? He's like, he likes cold beer and hot music.
Doesn't see eye to eye with his mom. Who does? I love when that's his thing. That's
that's his personality.
Me and mom are about picking dates together. I love mom.
Hot tracks.
Yeah.
Hot licks.
Rather an
he likes hot music.
Faggot is rather an odd name.
You know what? You'd think you would change that, right?
Oh, can you imagine the torture you go through with that?
I'm a Pajitsky, and that's bad enough. Faggot? What about, like, if your last name is Hitler or Stalin? You would change that, too.
Yeah, and there's nobody that. But there's gay.
There is. You can do whitepages.com.
Yeah,
search.
No,
there's people named Stalin
that.
And
of
Hitler.
Of course you change that. That's just silly.
It's crazy.
Gay is a common name, and that used to not even mean anything. Nobody cared when you were gay. If last name was gay. There was a football player who played at Florida State named Dakota Fagg. F-A-double-G. And that's just, that's a horrible name, man.
Well, my friend, Shauna, I believe has a friend named Gaynell. Like Gaynell? Or her mom, Shawnee's mom.
That doesn't even come close to being Robert Faggot, though.
But Gay is your first name?
Faggot is your last name? You're saying those are comparable?
Well, it's similar.
Faggot, a pejorative term. No, no, it's not even close.
Gay Faggot? What if your name was Gay Faggot?
If your name was Gay Faggot, that would be the...
like Gay Fokker from Meet the Parents.
That would be the worst.
You think hey, I'm you gay. Would... Wait, gay? Is it spelled?
Oh, really? That's your name? His name was spelled F-A-G-O-T. So it's not...
So it's like Fago, like it's French.
I don't think he says... He was obviously comfortable with the pronunciation. He would have corrected him, you know?
He's like, no, 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 it's French. It's Fago. Yeah.
I actually respect the fact that he was like, I'm a faggot. That's the family name. And don't think
yeah.
that I have any problems with that.
Yeah.
That's my name.
The name's
okay?
Faggot.
Faggot is rather an odd name.
The best.
I mean, he said it. And he goes, and then the guy's like,
yeah, you know, it is an odd name.
Yeah, you know, it is an odd name.
How did the
And how about go?
Go
fuck your mother, Chuck? Like, that's basically what his personality was.
But me and my mom, we don't get along.
We don't get eye to eye. The main thing is that she named me Faggot. Is one of our main issues at home.
I would change that one really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder this show was so embarrassing. I mean, you would go on a first date and then Jesus. They would follow you, and then you'd have to come back and talk about it.
I used
with
to watch
Chuck Woolery.
By the way, something that we're similar on. Horrifying. I used to watch Love Connection with my mother too.
Shut up, Charles liked
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely,
the whole world loved Love. Is this show still on? No, Chuck Woolery's dead by now, isn't he?
I don't know anything about
He's
him.
He's like a million years old, but he was my
Alex
mom
Trebek had a
him.
Heart attack.
He did?
Yeah, but he's okay.
Oh, good. I like Alex. Chuck Woolery. What a gig, though. Do you think he wants to blow everybody's brains out by now, Chuck Woolery?
Yes.
Like, he just fucking hates everybody. Yes. So yeah. You had a date. Go fuck yourself.
I want to see if this has actual audio of this guy's name being said, because they put these highlights. Never mind. I was trying to get audio of them saying this guy's name, but it's to music.
Gee, I hope you had a good date.
What? Oh.
She's like, so Faggot and I, we went
I didn't think his name was an issue until we got to the restaurant and they were like, two faggots? We were like, yeah.
He took me to a hot tub party in Silver Lake.
And no.
So weird.
That would be... But then again, maybe the guy is an awesome guy, and like after you're done going on a date with him, the way you feel is just like,
nigga nice, set it off in this motherfucker.
Maybe that's how they feel after the date, you know? Maybe that's the audio from that Love Connection episode that we can't find. Have you thought about that?
That would be a shitty last name too. The N-word is your last name? There has to be someone out there.
Well, there's a like N-I-G-E-R. That you know, it's the name of a country, so
Niger.
You know, yeah, I think they actually say like Niger.
Yeah,
right? It's like French.
Not the N-word.
No. But you're right. There's probably similar. You've seen that there's that clip from have you ever seen that? That's kind of a funny it's a very popular clip from could this thing be any goddamn slower? I'm about to replace this thing.
Dunkey fucking loses his mind playing video games.
Yeah, I know.
It's so much fun. Why is it so much fun to listen to someone lose their shit over something dumb?
This is a famous clip from a spelling bee where...
Negus.
Negus. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia.
Negus. The H-N-I-C?
Negus. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Negus ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Negus.
I know. You know he's like, fuck, man. I don't want to say
this. Does this kid know? Do you think the kid knows what the real...
He has no
what
idea.
What the joke is?
No, fuck no. He's just like,
God damn it, nigga, nice.
That's what he's thinking.
Nigga, nice. Set it off in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do smelling bees?
Smelling bees? Yeah, I did smell.
Smelling bee.
One time. I forget what grade it was. One time I did.
The pressure's on.
Pressure's on.
That's a hard gig.
I remember more than anything, I remember a kid that was like pretty smart.
What's that sound?
Meow. That's a car. That's a car alarm.
Oh, okay.
It's honking.
Yeah, someone just got jacked.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I just, all right.
What?
Sorry. I just read somebody's tweet. It's so ridiculous.
What?
I can't even say it.
Don't say it. Is it an N-word thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Still, we don't want to encourage that.
No, I'm not.
Naughty banter.
I'm not encouraging it. We're just playing clips from real life.
It's just life, son. Shit's real. That's all we know how to do is be real.
Are you trying to say that I can't be real on this show anymore?
Real talk.
Am keeping it real.
Let's keep it real.
Because I am keeping it real. That kid ended up spelling it right.
He did.
Yeah, but he didn't know what he was doing. He was like, I don't fucking know. The word is spelled, by the way, N-E-G-U-S. And even though the guy who's in charge of the spelling bee is saying negus, according to this video, it's correctly pronounced negus. So he was mispronouncing it.
Right.
When he was giving the kid the lesson or giving the kid the word.
Well, it's an Ethiopian word. That's not a very easy language.
It's not easy. It took me like a year and a half to learn
how to
speak fluent Ethiopian.
What was I going to fucking tell you? Oh, do you remember when you were a kid and you learned that like faggot also meant like a bundle of sticks?
No, I didn't learn that when I was a kid. You know when I learned it? When I was 32. Do you ever have moments like that where you're like, how did everybody know this but me? Because that's what I learned.
You never did that when you were a kid?
Never knew that.
Or like you learned that faggot was a cigarette in England and then you'd be like,
I
have a fag?
A fag. Yeah, not a faggot.
But
you just said you learned that a faggot was a cigarette. No.
Hey guys, can I smoke a faggot?
Now, I remember learning that fag was a cigarette and thinking, of course, when I was a kid, that was hilarious.
How awesome, yeah.
And it still like would make me turn my head, like in London when you would hear somebody like,
yeah,
do you have a fag for me? I'm like, dude, like it's hard to wrap your head around that one. But I never learned about the bundles thing.
The bundle of sticks, a faggot.
I learned about that when I was 32
just
years
now?
Old. Yeah. I learned about it at a bar. There's a bar downtown that has a huge, has all these like antique stuff and like cool retro posters and ads and like just stuff from all over the world. And one of them is this big sign that says like, we have we have all the faggots you need or something.
Yeah.
And I was over with Matt Bronger and I was like, yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
And he says that and that's, that's not nice. And he was like, oh, you know, but you know what that is. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you're dumb.
Yeah. I still love you.
Thanks, babe.
Do you, I remember when I learned what a dyke was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that word was the funniest. I still do think dyke's really funny. But to put your finger in a dyke.
Yeah.
Comedy gold.
Sure.
For 10-year-olds.
Can't go wrong with that.
My mom taught me what a dyke was and I fucking lost my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that.
I think I used that word in therapy the other day.
By the way,
finger in a dyke.
I just, do you remember the like expressions? Like we always talk about that when people will be like, it's a blessing in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's one of those and you're like, that's not what it is, man.
That's not what it is.
It's a blessing in disguise. And you've misheard it.
Yeah, your whole life.
And I, what's the other one is like, for all intents and purposes.
I didn't know that until like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, for all intensive purposes. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Yeah, see.
I also didn't understand how to pronounce words correctly because my family mispronounced them because they're foreigners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like my mom, instead of saying martyr, would say martyr.
Oh,
you are
yeah.
being a martyr.
You know, that's one of my mom's favorite words too.
It's Catholic.
When you're like, if you're ever not doing exactly what they want, when they want, they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, somebody's a martyr. Like
yes.
You're being such a martyr, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, having your own identity and having your own personality
means
is
you're
a deviation.
Trying to be a martyr.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. God forbid you don't want to do what they want you to do.
All the time. All the time.
It's called having a personality, mommy, an identity,
mm-hmm.
mom. Can you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, somebody, I must say, was very gassy this week.
Who?
And... it's somebody sitting across from me.
Oh, well, somebody has reciprocated.
That's a big word.
With those gassy notions.
First of all, it's turning into summer here in Los Angeles. And when we moved into this home, it's an old-ass house.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that there was no wall unit,
mm-hmm.
no AC unit. What did you do?
Freak the fuck out. I lost my shit. And
yeah.
I was completely unconsolable.
That's fucking shit, man.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Fuck off me, LeBron, bitch.
Yeah.
Let that motherfucker.
That's how I felt.
You were real. You were just that angry.
I was really raging when we got in here and I saw that there was... Because, by the way, it's been multiple places that I've lived now. And it's always a Los Angeles thing, by the way. This is very West Coast when they tell you, like, you got windows. And tell you the truth, you don't really need more than that here in
LA.
There's
what
a lie. A lot of landlords will be like,
yeah.
you know, I spent plenty of time here and, you know, nice breeze and you'll be fine. The summers aren't hot. That is a load of shit. Also, a big load of shit is the whole notion of, like, it's dry heat.
Yeah.
It's not as bad.
Still sucks.
It's not as bad as the East Coast where it's so humid. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You have no idea what you're talking about. It gets hot as motherfuck here.
Yeah. It's a desert. It's Mexico.
It's exactly. It is a desert.
Yeah.
This is basically a little bit cooler than Vegas, and that's it.
It's
hot as shit here.
I know.
And July, August, September, and October are unbearable.
Yeah.
And if you don't have air conditioning, get ready for the seventh circle of hell, because it's going to be really shitty here.
Well, and what they do too, there's like one old ass wall unit in a place,
yeah,
and they'll
yeah.
be like, nah,
it cools the whole place
the
down.
The whole place. And you're like,
no, yeah, we've had that unit since 78.
Possible.
And it just really kicks the shit out of everything.
The last place I lived in the neighborhood, my landlady did that whole just open
the
window, get a fan.
Feels
and you're like,
fine.
No. When it's August and it's like 140,
we got you the,
oh my God,
the rollable one.
That is the biggest mistake. Never. Okay, here's what I did. Because I was living and it was hot as shit. And I lived up 150
stairs. Yeah.
I lived on a stair street, which is like these old historical houses in Silver Lake. So you literally, I had no driveway. Literally, if you want to go home to my house, we had to climb 150 steps. And it was so goddamn hot. And I was so broke. But I spent $500 and I put on a fucking credit card.
I need it.
And I got this AC unit. And didn't you lug it up? the stairs for me?
Yeah, probably.
150 stairs. And this thing weighed. I can't. How much do you think that thing weighed, man? At least 100 pounds. Yeah. And I had to wheel it from room to room. And then it comes with a tube. Oh,
God.
And then you have to put the tube out the window so that the exhaust and the heat or whatever can go out.
It made it bearable, man. It made it bearable.
It sucks in the warm air and it spits out cold air. That's how that works, right? Those things. And it was the loudest thing. And I didn't tell my landlady.
I know.
And she got the electrical bill.
Why is the electric like $280 this month?
She's like, God, are you leaving your lights on? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All 65 of them.
Yeah. Really getting on those lights.
Yeah.
But that saved our asses. So in this house, we moved in.
Well, the one, don't forget when I lived in that other place with Brian.
Yeah.
That had the AC unit in the living room. It was one of those deals.
Yeah. Oh, no, but this is fine. It'll breeze the whole house.
Listen, we used to live here. It's more than enough. Not even as enough. It's more than enough.
Yeah.
Cools the whole goddamn place down. Cools down. Shit, if this place was 8,000 square feet, this little one window unit would cool everything down.
Just walk Bullshit. Around naked. Yeah. They don't care about you.
A couple months into that, I was fucking running to Home Depot, getting another window unit. This place, I remember us saying, we need a window unit, and the person being like, yeah, yeah. And then when we showed up that day, she was like, oh, what I meant was that you could put one in.
It was definitely a shady miscommunication. But you know what? I'm over it. All I know...
We fixed it day one.
Well, let's be real here. Yeah. I fixed it. Because we came in, we were moving. It was the day we were moving, I think, wasn't it? Or the day before?
The day we were moving, by the way.
It was the day.
You can look it up. It was in October. And if you look it up... It was October
2010.
Was it 2010?
Yeah, because we went to England.
Yes.
With Russell Peters. And
That's
came
right.
Back. Yeah.
So October of 2010, you can look it up. The day that we moved in was the hottest day on record that they have in modern history in Los Angeles. In other words, for like the 90 years they've been keeping temperatures, the day that we moved in was the single hottest day. That they've had. It was like, I think it was 113, something like that.
At the very least.
Yeah, it was.
And we were moving out of the ghetto. We were moving out of like the Rampart Division, finally, back to the good neighborhood. And remember our moving guys, those poor Mexican dudes?
Yeah.
They were like, they had to take a siesta in the middle of the day, and they had to drink a six or a beer and sleep in the shade. Remember that?
He was like, I work better when I drink. And I was like, mm-hmm. And then when he took his nap... He was like, I was like, you got to knock some time off for like your nap and stuff. And he was like, come on, man. And I was like, so then you don't get a tip. He was like, you have to tip me. And I was like, then you have to knock down a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like doing this whole thing. He's like, I can't. I was like, dude, what's it going to be? It's either going to be one or the other. You either get a tip or you're going to knock the time. Like, which is it going to be? And he was like, all right.
And I also bought them tacos. Remember?
Yeah.
I buy them. So anyway, we come here the day we're moving in.
Yeah.
And I see that. He sees, Tommy sees, there's no wall unit.
Yeah.
Loses your atomic meltdown. Because we had to sleep there that night, the hottest day of the year. So what do? This is what I recommend to anybody. If you do it, if you got to save your life, go to Sears, tell them your predicament. They'll fucking come the day of. These guys cut a hole in our wall because it's like an old ass plaster wall.
Mm-hmm.
Shove that fucking through there. And you know what? It was worth every penny I put on the Sears card.
Mm-hmm.
Might still be paying it off.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
But now I'm paying the price.
When that AC first came on, I was like, oh. That's how I felt when that.
I remember you saying that over and over.
But that's how I felt. That was the sentiment. That was how I felt emotionally. That's how I felt.
I thought it was weird that you were racist.
I wasn't being racist. I was talking about the AC unit.
Yeah. Well. But can I tell you that now that AC unit's become the bane of my existence because you turn it full blast in our bear cave.
Yeah.
And the other night you turned it on so high and I was freezing. Like, you know when you feel like feverish? Like, oh, am I getting sick? Because my bones are hurting. I woke up shivering in a cold sweat because I tried to cover myself to compensate for the cold air. And I realized it was because you had sabotaged me. Basically, don't do anything nice for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is the point of the story, especially if you're married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the farts added to that night.
I gotta say, I bet everybody would agree with me on this poll. There is nothing in the world better than making your room an icebox and then just getting under a blanket So the room's like 45, 50 degrees.
Oh my God.
And you get under a couple blankets. I mean, can you get a better situation for sleeping? I don't think it's possible.
I like, you know what I like?
What?
Balmy 80 in the house. Oh. In the summertime, I like to crank it up. I like it 80 degrees. Yuck. I like to walk around and just like a t-shirt and my panties on.
T-shirt and my panties on.
I don't like to be cold. You know that.
There's, nothing's better for sleeping.
It. This is the end of my awesome months in this house. Now it's your regime. It's not, the wintertime is my regime. Yeah, I keep it to balmy 80.
You do.
Now this is your turn to fucking ruin my
winter,
life.
You know what, though? Ugh. You even get ahead of yourself in the winter. Because a lot of times in the winter, you get up in the middle of the night and turn the heat down. Because you get so excited about the heat that you're like, holy shit.
Oh, fuck.
It's 94 degrees.
And then you fart right next to the air conditioner.
You're
so now the farts blow.
You're farting as much as
me.
You're
not even listening to me. You're next to the AC unit.
You're farting.
And then
just
when
as
you
much.
Fart, it blows directly into my face now.
I wanted to point out that we didn't mention this. I was in Grand Rapids over the weekend.
Right.
I had a great time there.
Yeah, you liked your shows, you said.
Fucking had a blast at those shows.
Did you fart for them too?
I farted a few times, but the whole thing was that I was really surprised at how much I liked the city. Like, I thought Grand Rapids, I didn't know what to expect. It was really nice. It wasn't a fucking piece of shit.
No, it's and, super nice there.
Yeah, and the club was nice, and the shows were great audience, man. Just fun, really good audience. I really, really, really enjoyed myself in Grand Rapids at Dr. Grins.
Well, maybe if you farted for them, they wouldn't like you as much.
I don't know.
I'm so mad at you for farting as much as you do.
Please.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun time.
I did. And one thing else I wanted to play for you. You didn't expect this, but, you know, a couple days ago was the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Yay!
So I went and I dug up our favorite clip about that.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Congressman Pete King, and yesterday I marched in 2 4th of July parades in Wantagh and Mass Speaker Park. Today I was just taking a walk through Wantagh here at the American Legion Hall, firehouse down the street, a fire memorial a few blocks from here, and it really reminded me of you know, the great men and women who have sacrificed so much for our country.
Right.
People fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today.
Agreed.
Cops, firefighters, teachers, none of whom really get much credit. And yet, for the last, I don't know how long now, this lowlife, Michael Jackson, is name, his face, his picture is all over the newspapers, television, radio. So what we hear about is Michael Jackson. And let's knock out the psychobabble. This guy was a pervert. He was a child molester. He was a pedophile. And to be given this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as our country? I just think we're too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson. You know, he died. He had some talent to find. There's people dying every day. There's men and women dying today in Afghanistan. Let's give them the credit they deserve. So I really think the media has disgraced itself. I think that too many people in public life have made fools of themselves by talking about Michael Jackson as if he's some kind of hero. There's nothing good about this guy. Maybe a good singer, did some dancing. But
that's my favorite
That's
thing.
That's the best line of the whole thing.
Of everything. My favorite line of the last 3 years is... He may have had some songs, did some dancing.
Yeah, some singing, did some dancing.
As how would you summarize Michael Jackson? Singer, did some dancing. Did some dancing is my favorite thing ever. I'm going to play it again immediately right now.
Pretty good singer, did some dancing.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Maybe a good singer, did some dancing. But the bottom line is, would you let your child or grandchild be in the same room with Michael Jackson? What are we glorifying him for? So anyway, let's take some time out to really look to the people that do make us a great country. The men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, teachers who work in really rough neighborhoods, people who volunteer with dying cancer patients, people who work in AIDS clinics. They're the ones we should be glorifying, not some pervert like Michael Jackson.
Maybe you farted. You farted.
I did fart.
It smells terrible.
I know. I did fart.
God, I'm gonna fucking throw up.
I had that salad. Sometimes salad will make you fart.
You know, did that guy win? He was running for office.
He's in office. But that wasn't a speech. You know, he was already a congressman at that point.
Oh, I didn't. I thought that was his. I thought that was
no. That wasn't his stump speech.
I would have voted for that guy immediately.
I
want to
run for office, by the way.
By the way.
Guy's a talented guy, did some dancing.
Singing, some dancing. This guy's a pervert. You wouldn't leave your kids with him. That's the best thing. Can I tell you that I just say one thing about Michael Jackson on stage.
Yeah.
And I say that he was fucking kids. Mm-hmm. And people still go,
he was.
No, he wasn't.
I think there's something
to
be said about Michael Jackson. First of all, he's not just a guy who, as Mrs. Peter King pointed out,
there's nothing good about this guy. Maybe a good singer, did some dancing.
He was a good singer and he did do some dancing.
A little dance, maybe just one huge.
I happen to agree with the notion that he is the greatest entertainer of modern times. I mean, who's fucking better than Michael Jackson?
Listen, here's my stance. No.
I'm talking.
I don't give a shit. He had one good
era.
That was it.
He was a singer. No. That's ridiculous to say.
You mean to tell me bad and everything after bad was a good thing?
Are you discrediting what he did with the Jackson 5? Like that's
No. I said after bad is garbage. Everything before the bad album is good, and then it's garbage.
No, I disagree. Yeah,
you're stupid.
I disagree.
What were you gonna say before I interrupted you?
Typical white chick doesn't know shit about anything.
You're like my gypsy husband.
Yeah, I mean that's retarded. That's one of the dumbest fucking things you've ever said.
That was the dumbest one?
One of them. That's fucking stupid. He's probably...
How dare you?
That is stupid. He's one of the greatest entertainers of all time. Probably the greatest entertainer of the last 100 years. And I think this is something that what people do is that when somebody who's so talented does something horrible, then we don't want it to be so. We want to remember and glorify and just revere all the talent stuff, and you don't deal with the flaws. It's kind of like, what's his name? Roman Polanski. He's such a talented filmmaker. He fucked that girl when she was 13.
Yeah, he's
a
real piece of shit.
And, you know, he did it with booze. And, like, they did this thing now where, like, they've made up. She holds nothing against him. I think they even did it, like, in a film or something where she's like, I forgive you. This is nonsense. The guy fucked a 13-year-old girl after he gave her booze.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that had been a bus driver or a teacher or a policeman, we wouldn't be like, but he's a great guy. You just be like, the guy's a piece of shit. But if he makes great films, then you find it in you, too. And then I know the argument, by the way, that I've read books about it. I've seen the film about how the judge told him it was going to be this, and then he flipped it on him at the end.
Right, I remember
that. I don't care. Like, I really don't care that that's what happened to him. I still think the guy, he's a great filmmaker, but he's still kind of a piece of shit, I think, too, you know?
Yeah, I think Hollywood gives leniency to these scum fuck douchebag pieces of human garbage.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
He was raised in a fucked up house. He had a fucked up childhood.
And I also, by the way...
Can I finish now?
No.
Can I finish? The other thing is... Can I finish?
I do recognize that he was...
Can I finish?
That he was...
Why are you talking over me? I'm not done.
Because you did it to me earlier. I also recognize that he was found not guilty, and I don't care. I still think he fucked those kids. I think he fucked dozens of boys. And, you know, that's...
Well, can I tell you why I think he did, too, despite the fact that he's found not guilty or whatever? What? Is that, look, 20 kids don't come forward with that kind of stuff. And
never.
Their families and all that. If there's no... Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
That's how the expression goes.
Where there's farts, there's fire.
Yeah.
And this guy for sure... Because you and I don't get accused of fucking kids.
Nope.
Why? Because we don't fuck with kids.
No,
we don't have kids over. We don't do shit with kids.
No, no.
Yeah, he's a fucking pedophile, as Top Dog would say.
Yeah, that's what happens.
But can I will contest this greatest entertainer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I will admit that up until, like I said, the Bad album... I liked the moonwalk was, but you know, the moonwalk he ripped off of street performers.
Who cares?
And he was a great singer as a kid. He did some, that Thriller was amazing, Off the Wall, amazing.
Look, if you had one of those,
and
if you
then,
had half of one of those, you're already like one of
but wait a minute.
The greatest of all time.
And
period.
Then he puts tape on his goddamn fingers.
I'm not saying the guy was sensible.
And then all of a sudden he's grabbing his cock, and then he's bad, and he's a bean motherfucker, and then he loses his goddamn
mind,
and everything
still
is garbage.
The greatest entertainer, though.
Honestly, and let's be honest.
I am being honest.
Past that Victory tour with he and his brothers and Thriller, past the Thriller album, I am not interested in him.
I understand.
Didn't like a fucking not a thing that guy did.
Remember
that weird video he did with Priscilla Presley when they were naked?
No, that was fucking.
And it was,
that was
what
garbage.
The fuck
There's
is
a lot
this?
Of bullshit, but I'm
weird.
Saying.
Lost his mind.
But it still doesn't take away from the fact I don't think that he's still the greatest.
Tina Turner is great. She's one of the greatest entertainers. She's been doing it since she was like 12.
She doesn't.
Since what's his name was beating her up.
She can't sniff his jockstrap. That is fucking ridiculous.
She was huge in the 80s.
Good for her.
You don't remember that? Why can't
she
be?
There's no comparison.
Go to me.
None.
Okay, anyway, Edna May, you got to sing the motherfucker the way the motherfucker she was supposed to be sang.
You were like,
you don't remember that movie?
You
that
were
was
like,
the best.
Spent like you were married to somebody, and then you realize there's some things when they talk about it, they're like, wow, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is, yeah, I keep doing a monkey face. This is like you talking about medicine or something. It's
how
like,
dare
geez,
you?
Let's fucking move it along.
Whatever. What else you got? What you got, son? This is how your people do it, Tommy.
You know what it's time for. Fill up that cooch. Drop loads in it.
Fill her up.
Seal it shut.
Fill her up. Seal her shut. Fill her up. Seal her shut. Now, this first one I got from a listener, and it's actually a mail edition.
Uh-huh.
It's a little space edition, if you will. Here we go. Fill her up. Seal him shut.
Yes.
We have our two candidates, Captain Picard or Han Solo.
You have to explain where each character is from, babe.
Oh, sorry. Captain Picard is that old bald guy from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Are you saying right? You didn't
do any
research?
He's that guy, right? No, wait, hold on. Let me look him up.
Jesus.
Look, I don't have hours to fucking... Oh, Jean-Luc Picard. Jean-Luc Picard.
Okay.
That's him. He's bald. He's old.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks kind of stoic and sexy. Played by Patrick Stewart. Star Trek Next Generation.
I mean, this is really, or Han Solo, of course, Harrison Ford's character in the Star Wars trilogy, original trilogy. I think this is really just going to show us who's a Trekkie and who's Star Wars fan. Because hardcore Trekkies want to get filled up by that bald head.
Well, then I would take it back to Captain Kirk. Maybe we should do Captain Kirk.
Maybe you should do a little bit of fucking preparation.
I was busy, Tom.
Which is it? I mean, you're the one fucking...
Can I tell you what? Now I'm going to revise it. Because I was looking at Captain Picard. He's not a Stone Cold Fox.
Jesus.
What?
I mean, I just wish you would fucking
Let's
give a
do
shit.
This. I do give a shit. I just revised it on the fly. Look, I can go with it. I can change things on the fly. Can I not?
I guess
so, man. Am I allowed
to
change my mind? Amend decision. Okay, Han Solo versus... What's
Captain
his
Kirk?
Name? Captain Kirk.
William Shatner in his prime?
Back in his day, yeah.
All right.
In the prime.
That's a much better one, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't... Look, God. Look, mistakes were made upon further
All right. Look, from now
discussion.
On, only I'll handle these guys.
You're so Jesus. Macho today. Your
right.
balls are full. You need to be milked. You're very aggressive. Well?
I mean, for me, it's as fucking hands down the easiest thing ever. This is going to be a landslide. It's Han Solo. Are you fucking kidding
me? I know.
Me?
It's Harrison Ford. He's the coolest thing ever.
I would let Han Solo do awful things to me while Chewbacca watched. I would let Chewie sit on my face if I knew that Han was downstairs.
Wow.
Wouldn't you?
I would let Han Solo do all kinds of terrible things to me.
Sure.
Even if I was his sister.
Lightsaber. Oh, yeah. No, that's
Han
not his
Solo.
Sister. That's Luke's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Princess Leia.
So Harrison Ford can fuck Princess Leia.
Totally. He does. On the regular.
Right.
You got little space babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, you think you cute now.
Think you cute.
yeah, I would do Han Solo, too, because he's a Stone Cold Fox.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford is very intelligent. In interviews and stuff, he's like super
Yeah,
cool.
But you're not fucking Harrison Ford. You're fucking Han Solo, man.
I'm sorry. He has to wear his lightsaber.
Yeah, of course.
His gun belt.
We're not talking about Harrison Ford.
His Johann peasant shirt. He wears like a peasant shirt.
Just like the other side of this is, who would you rather fill up or seal shut? Princess Leia or Precious?
Wait a minute.
Which is it going to be?
It's obvious. Precious.
Precious. No, because some people are into big chicks.
That's true.
I know that guy. You know him, too. He really likes them.
Do I?
Really
oh, I
big.
Know. Yeah, I know what you're talking
that
about.
Dude's brother, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He really, I mean, he likes them real big.
Real. Real big.
Yeah.
No, okay, can we do... Okay, so we both say
Oh,
Han
by
Solo.
The way, and let's point this out, because I do like people doing that. I think this is really fun. We got to get this link on... our site on yourmamashousepodcast.com.
Yeah.
But on Facebook, there's a fan page.
Yeah.
And you can vote and you can post your comments and you can do all kinds of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, we have to put the poll on our website is what you're saying. I can do that.
No. I'm not saying to do that
that's
at
what
all.
You're saying.
But
I got you. I hear you loud and clear, Tom.
If you go to facebook.com/yourmamashousepodcast, it's our fan page. If you're on Facebook and you like it, we post there. There's all kinds of stuff. People comment all their whatever thoughts. There's just all kinds of fun shit there. And there's always polls for this. So there will be a poll where you can click on whether you want Han Solo's deep dickin' or you want Captain Kirk to do the fucking thing up and he'll have two in your cooch and two in your ass.
The shocker, babe.
Or if you want to bang Precious or Princess Leia.
The galactic shocker. But that's not the second one I had for today.
Oh, what was
Precious
the second one?
Precious and Leia.
Who'd you have?
That's not a real one, you guys. Don't let Tom fool
that
you.
That is a real one.
You were really going to do Precious versus Leia? That's kind of a hands down. Everybody knows that it's Precious. Duh.
Okay, then what do you have in mind?
Okay, well, for a superhero edition for girls.
Oh, okay.
I would do for the guy. Okay, this one's for you guys. Wonder Woman, but Linda Carter Wonder Woman from the 70s and 80s TV show. Or Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer version of Catwoman.
So, Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman or
Linda Carter.
Carter
Wonder Woman.
You decided not to take Halle Berry. Interesting.
Oh, I forgot that she did that.
Okay.
Well.
Hmm.
I don't know. I like the Michelle Pfeiffer Wonder Woman better. I like that one better.
Okay, well, that's the you set it sucked. Up. You set
the
it
Holly
up.
The Holly Berry one
So
sucked.
You guys know what it is. Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, or Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm going with...
Not Mekhi Pfeiffer. Not to be confused with right. Mekhi Pfeiffer.
I'm going with Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
What?
I like her. I like the OG Linda Carter. I like OG Wonder Woman. I like that outfit more, and I feel like I would like to be dominated by her in that outfit. And I bet her pussy has more special powers.
Okay.
Than Catwoman's pussy is just going to have like tuna fish falling out
all
of it.
All right. That's,
and it's going to be extra stinkier because she's a cat. It's already a stinky pussy.
That's stupid.
Now she's going to have a real stinky claw filled.
That's just
there's
dumb.
Hair balls falling out of her puss.
You just
and
hate cats.
Linda Carter is going to have sugar tits and her pussy's going to have chocolate syrup that falls
Linda
out of
Carter,
it.
The party starter?
The party starter. Yes. She's going to do magical things. I think, and I bet you her dick like gives you like electroshock. Like, ah.
Her dick?
Her pussy to your dick. Like your dick is like, like you scream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a really good assessment, babe. Well, really,
I bet
you gotta shave. You gotta share that with our future children.
I bet when you're fucking Linda Carter, you're like,
"Damn, that nigga nice. That nigga nice. Nigga nice.
Yeah, Linda.
Nigga nice. Nigga nice. Set it off in this motherfucker.
That's how it probably goes.
Set it off, motherfucker.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
I grew up loving Wonder Woman. I had the underoos
mm-hmm.
to prove it.
Yeah.
However,
however, curveball coming right now.
Bang, bang. I happen to like Catwoman better because of my goth leanings. I like the outfit. I like her powers. Mm. Listen, Wonder Woman had an invisible jet, which is kind of dumb. And then the lasso of truth, which is fucking gayer.
Yeah.
Catwoman could scale shit and she could do sneaky stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
That was so dumb. Why'd you do that? What is wrong with us today? Are we just high on life?
I guess so. Yeah.
That was wacky. Can I tell you, I like Michelle Pfeiffer in that movie, in that, that Batman movie. Because she licked her, yeah, and she goes, meow. She's just a mean old bitch.
Wonder Woman could tear your cock off from the base.
With her lasso.
Yeah. No, she would tie the lasso around your beanbag.
Her Wonder Cooch.
Like that. And then she would just, with her hand, just tear that shit off.
Catwoman would bat at your beanbag.
Hey, yo, speaking of fucking.
And claw your asshole shut.
Yeah.
Claw it bloody.
Dude, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So you guys know.
This was a good topic, yeah.
You guys know. Go to the site, go to your mom's house podcast.com, but also go to the Facebook page, which I had up a second ago, facebook.com/your mom's house podcast. Check it out, like it, and comment. Okay. This, what's that? What are you holding?
It's a Skittle. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, okay. This is what I want to talk to you about. Softcore porn.
I know. That was so much fun the other night. We were watching some in our
Here's what we were doing. We were watching something on the DVR, the digital video recorder thing. And it had whatever was on live TV, it was on Showtime, I think. So when we ended what we were watching on the DVR, the recording goes off and it goes back to live. And what was live was a terrific film.
A feature film.
A feature film called Bikini Airways that we couldn't stop watching. I mean, it was we watched the whole movie.
So stupid.
It is terrible. I mean, it is terrible. And it really got us thinking about, like, who is this made for?
Right.
Like, I understand the thought behind it. It's like, there's different levels to it where you go like, oh, it's probably like a filmmaker who wishes he could make real films and can't, so he's got this opportunity.
And definitely actors who thought, hey, this could be an intro into legit, I could be on ER next week. I could be on...
It's a credit.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a credit. And
it's not. Just to let you know,
the dialogue is terrible. The sets are terrible. The cinematography is terrible. The sex scenes, which are supposed to be the highlight, are the worst. The whole thing. And then we go, like, well, who... Like... who wants to watch softcore sex?
Fake sex. It's not even sex.
Right.
But
it's softcore. It's called softcore.
Right, right. But I'm saying that it's not even real. Fucking. They're pretend humping.
Right.
So
yeah,
you're
that's
watching
what the softcore
people
is.
Dry hump each other.
Sometimes you'll see a ball bag or a cock sock.
You'll see
movements that are supposed to mimic sex. But if you've ever had sex in your life one time, you'll know that like that's not a sexual movement. Like
right.
Because of the way that the anatomy works between human males and human females.
Doesn't plug in that way.
This, the thing that they're doing, that doesn't make sense. The whole thing, but then it's like, so then you try to fit together like, well, you know, why is this existing? But then the thing you have to go to is there has to be an audience for it. Somebody likes, and my theory on who softcore porn is for is that it's for the guy who's probably married, probably old, a little bit older, who wants to watch porn,
right?
But can't deal with what that feels like to look for it and watch it. So this is like, it's almost like a guy who drinks NyQuil because he doesn't want to go buy a bottle of whiskey or something.
Right, instead of just doing it.
Yeah, it's like, I think that's who it's for. I think there's men who like, oh, this is on. And I just
accidentally watched
maybe
it.
Maybe they can't deal with like searching for it online.
Or you know what it might be?
Buying a video. So they just go like,
no,
oh, this is pretty
you know what?
Close.
I just figured it out, boo-boo. Because that was the theory before. Like, what if these guys are just sheltered? And like, if you happen to stumble upon it, it's okay. I think it's actually guys whose wives and girlfriends don't allow pornography in the house.
Right.
And this is one of those things like, but I was on Showtime.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying,
midnight.
Though. It's like an extension of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but actually, it's under fear of being caught with legit porn.
Right.
And then they scurry off and watch the Showtime. But I thought you meant it was shame-based, meaning like, I feel weird downloading pornography.
No, no.
I feel weird.
No, I think it's like, I can't be caught with that.
Right, she will fucking murder me if she knows that I'm
this. But it's done in this awful fucking shell. I mean, here's real.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're going to be flying today at between 5,000 and 45,000 feet. We're not quite sure. We want to welcome you to Huge Anus Airlines, the big red eye in the sky. Oh, sorry, correction. The recently renamed Bikini Airways, like flying on Cloud 69. In fact, where the plane is as stripped down as the girls who fly it. Now, if in the event of a sudden cabin pressure, well, it's really no big deal. We're in charge, so we'll be fine. Now, we would encourage you to all please strap in your seatbelts. Those of you who have a seatbelt, those of you who don't, please hold on to those who do. We'll get back at you as soon as we're airborne.
It's filled.
What the fuck?
It's filled with these bad jokes, horrible jokes the whole time. Bad act over, and then like the over. Remember the guy with the Polaroids?
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures
so
of people.
Stupid.
You can tell that the setup doesn't match the other setup.
Right.
So like,
because they filmed on separate days,
right.
They only had the set for a certain amount of hours, and they had to do the fuck scenes
or
those hours.
And they didn't want the fuck people didn't want this guy to walk in, so they were just like,
oh, it's so slow too.
It's so bad.
Jesus Christ. To it already.
Wouldn't want anything to happen on this.
And I remember it took like 20 minutes before anyone pretended to hump. Remember that?
Yes.
It was all this exposition and story, and you're like, dude.
Stupid fucking story. It's just bad, bad, bad. The whole time. And the story of the girl inheriting the airline. It's like,
you have to know the entire backstory of every character.
We just want to see them naked.
Just
that's
get to the
all
effing.
Anybody, not shit like, oh, look at these papers. What does it say? Well, oh no. It says.
But this means. I know. We are instructed to make contact with male species of Earth, have vigorous sexual activity with them, and then bring the most potent specimen back to Aguaterra for Queen Morgana's.
I'm bored as shit.
Jesus
Let's get to
Christ.
Fucking, ladies.
You know what we want? We want to fucking turn something on.
Crank it out and get it over with. I know.
That's all people want.
Oh, yeah.
It's you're serving. It's a service. That's all we want.
I know.
Right?
Well, in my mind, turn her down just a little.
Okay.
I was just trying to make a face.
I was just trying to make a point.
Because to me, pornography, like, here's the thing. If that softcore shit's on versus a normal movie, like, other than us making fun of it, which we were doing, you're not going to watch the softcore porno movie and be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to these people? Like, when you watch pornography, there's a utility.
And
you get in,
yes.
You get off, you get out.
And the,
on
the
to the next thing in your life.
In these softcore films are upsetting. Is it supposed to upset you to watch your film?
So
like,
bad.
Why does it have to be upsetting? You know, like,
jokes are terrible. The acting's
so bad.
Horrible.
Here, this is more fucking bullshit.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Is the magazine okay?
Whatever you've got.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Well, after we get off.
And all the girls are like, in the softcore ones, they're less hot than in the hardcore ones.
Right.
They're like, they're not hot enough to model. They're definitely not hot enough to be like, hey, I'm a hot actress. They're like, they're the ones that get like, they're like turned down from like hot roles, but they're willing to get naked.
I feel like I've seen a lot of ugly porno chicks too.
Well, there's that too, yeah. But there's also some good looking ones, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like these are like,
These are the dregs.
Yeah.
I knew a girl that did this stuff. I did a pilot with this one girl, and she's like, it's not like sex, Christina, because I wear a cooter cover. Mm-hmm. That's what she called it. And then the guy wears a sock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so they wear like a thing
right.
over their vag.
Yeah.
And then he covers it with a sock.
Right.
God, and that sock. Way, but that's how they justify it. Like, I'm not making a porno. I'm just acting.
Right.
With this thing. And I'm naked acting. Which, I mean,
I get it. I mean, his balls are still slamming up against you all the time.
Yeah, and everybody sees it. It's so awful.
I'll be back for your cocktails.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah, who likes this shit?
And could it be slower? Like, you, like,
yeah.
Fucking move it along,
go
man.
Go for it.
Score.
Another high five. And,
10 minutes of titty licking makes me crazy. Or when they just kiss, yeah, they just kiss boobs for. But when I saw this shit when I was like in junior high, didn't this blow your mind when you saw like your first softcore porn on like cable TV late at night at your friend's house or whatever? You were like, whoa, this is what doing it is, man.
Of course, man. Of course. I mean, the first time.
But maybe that's what this is for. To
just
like
to give you an introduction.
Kids, to teach children how to have sex.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's how grown ups do it. Oh, jeez.
This is what we want to see, though. Nobody wants to see.
No.
Oh. Does you have a magazine? Oh, excuse me. That's not what anybody's signing up for. You're signing up.
But even this sounds really overdramatic.
Maybe.
It's a little dramatic.
At least it's real. You know?
That
was real.
It's not,
I mean, the
so
action
hard.
Was real.
Oh, right, yeah. She's, you know, really getting pounded.
Yeah.
God, it's so funny. Yeah. I wonder what that is. There has to be... It must be the psychological thing of, like, I don't actually want to see sex happen. Like, those are the same people that are on that 7 Days of Sex show that can't say the word sex.
Oh, my God.
We're having S-E-X later.
So, real quick, tomorrow, I'm going to send out a bunch of stuff. The people have ordered, so I want to thank everybody who ordered.
Thank you, guys.
Your Kingfish stuff, your Hiatus jeans bundles, and the Top Dog shirts. I got the place to do a rush on them, and they're coming out July 3rd. I picked them up, and I go straight to ship them. So they will all ship on July 3rd. They are really cool. You can order them if you want one. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, and you can find them there. And on that little note.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
There he goes.
It's Top Dog.
The shirt's off the chain. You guys really responded in a way.
So cool.
That is really fucking rad.
Can I tell you that I'm super excited about this Top Dog shirt. I feel like this is the shirt of the podcast.
It is.
Forever be, and ever, amen. It's it going to be ours. It's the best thing ever to happen.
There's some
to
stuff
us.
That we started on last week. I figured we'd pick up where we left off and then just kind of go from there, man. Let's see.
A girlfriend for, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Really?
Bank teller, yeah.
And then a couple other ones just went out a few times?
Yeah, he went out a few times, got a survey, you know.
Banking.
Beat it up and tossed it out.
That was last week. You know,
so should we recap for people that haven't listened?
If you haven't listened last week's episode, of course we talked about the shitting the pants that happened 2 episodes ago. We recapped that and got his take on what happened. 5 feet too far, and asked some other questions about smells and what those indicate to you, and then we got into picking up chicks. And he laid down his old game. The game he used to spit was to bank tellers.
Very specific.
He gave detailed instructions. If you're just listening for the first time, especially if you're trying to get laid in the banking and the financial industry, maybe you should go listen to episode 63 and let him put you up on game. You know,
I was really surprised that Top Dog had such specific game.
I did not see it coming.
No.
I did not know that was coming.
I don't think anybody did. Yeah. I think we all just thought he was good at smelling his own farts and sharting.
But he had a plan.
To know that he's got these skills with chicks, I mean, this is really something else.
It really is. So we got into that and how dating worked, and then this is where we left off.
One. Now, how old are you now?
64.
64.
Yeah.
Back in your single days, okay?
It's a long time ago.
Right. So we're talking, you know, over 30 years ago. When you went out with, and when you had intimate relations with a woman, mm-hmm. what type of protection did you guys use back then?
Oh, we didn't. We just took our chances.
Every single time?
Every single time.
Every single time with every girl?
Yes.
Have you ever worn a condom?
No.
Do you think that's normal?
No.
Did people back then wear condoms?
They were hard to get because they didn't, you know, they sold them in restrooms or really seedy gas stations. Okay?
That was it?
Yeah, or the pharmacist had them behind the counter, but nobody wanted to go ask him. So you kind of just took your chances.
So every single girl... Every single time.
Isn't that incredible?
That's bananas. I can't even
back then wear condoms?
They were hard to get because they didn't...
Let's clear that again.
They sold them in restrooms or really seedy gas stations. Okay?
That was it?
Yeah, or the pharmacist had them behind the counter, but nobody wanted to go ask him. So you kind of just took your chances.
So every single girl, every single time, was...
Russian roulette.
And this never ended in a pregnancy, you don't think?
A couple scares, but no pregnancies.
That you know of?
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I just, you know, I wasn't that active, okay?
I think I have a brother.
Definitely, there's a junior dog
I
somewhere.
I think I have a brother or sister.
Top Dog Junior.
Who's 48.
Pretty conservative.
Dude. Come on. But the ones that you dated some of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might have another son or daughter out there.
No, because I really wasn't. I mean, the ones that I did, I really was pretty conservative, actually.
And they didn't take the pill or anything?
They didn't have the pill.
Didn't come around to the 70s.
Well, how long ago, when did the pill come out?
Well, they had it, but it just kind of started.
Yeah.
You know, this is, we were talking late 60s, early 70s, okay?
Is that another one of your mottos? Just rush, like, just take a shot and see what happens?
Well, in those days, you know, a lot of that went on, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you have, what if somebody came up today, next week, to your office and was like, hey, I'm your son?
Right down to the DNA lab immediately, okay?
And if it was confirmed?
And it's confirmed?
Yeah. Would you take him out to lunch?
I'd probably take him out to dinner. You know?
Yeah?
I think you'd get a dinner for that.
Yeah, for being your son?
Yeah.
He's like 40 years old.
Yeah. Dinner.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
I think I might have a sibling out there.
You could be, you know. I mean, I dated a girl in the Marine Corps who got knocked up by a pilot who was on an aircraft carrier.
Really?
Yeah. I took her out one day, and these guys said, "Don't you realize she's pregnant?" I said, "No."
Something just happened to our broadcast.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Ustream?
Yeah.
Was it too long?
It stopped. No, it's not too long. Oh. It stopped. Our Ustream went off.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I guess we should keep the audio going. I don't think I should fuck with this.
We'll deal with that later.
Okay. Yeah, she was pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant.
Yeah, I didn't realize it.
Did she have a bump?
She had a bump. I just thought she was a little fat. But she had a bump.
Jesus, dude.
Sorry. That wasn't supposed to happen in your ear. That was from the recording. I didn't realize that was there. But this, I think, has a lot of implications, you know?
It means that my dad was doing the same shit. That's bananas. No, you probably have a little brother or sister running around, a little dog junior.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's right. The pill doesn't come into the U.S. until the late 60s or 70s.
Right.
My dad told me that, too, that in Hungary, like back when he was a teenager, you just busted nuts.
Yeah.
And like girls just had abortions left and right. Like
really?
You just had abortions if you got pregnant.
Or you just had kids. That's the other option. There's that option.
What a drag. That was only a generation ago.
I know, man.
So crazy.
I'm a little surprised. I like that he also almost went out with a girl. He didn't know she was pregnant. He was like, "I just thought she was a little fat."
Yeah, I know.
That's what he thought.
He's adorable, though.
I know what you mean. I didn't have that, but I did have one time a girl who I was messing around with, and I hadn't closed the deal.
Yeah.
And I didn't pursue it.
Yeah.
Like, it was the kind where you felt like you could put in a little more effort, but I was just like, yeah, whatever.
It's true.
And then I found out a little while later, this was in college, she got pregnant by another guy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, man, if I had pursued that, I could have been that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
She clearly
some
was.
Some are more fertile than others, you know?
Right. And she was the type of girl who would have been like, don't worry about it, just blow a load in me, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
So,
You just said that to your dad like it was me or a friend. Like, that's a normal thing to say to your dad.
Well, the point I was trying to make was that that there are girls that, like, in that case, it was a very specific thing I was trying to tell him, was that not that the girl was definitely, like, down. If, you know, there's just this thing you realize, like, oh, I can hook up with this person.
Yeah.
And then you go, it's like, do I put in effort? It's not that much effort sometimes. You're like, I just need to very casually pursue this.
Right.
I didn't. And when she did end up, I found out she was pregnant. What I realized was not like, that she's pregnant, that could be me. It was that she, a lot of times is the woman dictates, like, guys are willing to do whatever the woman says. Like, that's how, in my experience, how it is. In other words, if the girl's like, yeah, you can come inside of me, as a guy, it takes a lot more strength to go like, no, I shouldn't.
Right.
And as a college kid, when this happened, when I was 19 or 20, if this girl had been like, don't worry about it, I would have been dumb enough to be like, okay, sure.
Yeah. But that's a stupid training that they don't. Here's the thing, is that they put the fear of God into girls. Like, we're the ones that get punished if we're unsafe. But why don't they put that into guys? That makes me so mad.
I don't know. Probably because the fear, it doesn't feel, even if they put the fear into you, the fear is really like, oh, like, you'll have this responsibility, not like you'll have this thing growing inside of you.
Oh,
so
right.
So the responsibility doesn't feel that real to certain people, you know, when you're that age. Yeah. And even though, like, I would have done the right thing, I would have paid for her to abort it, I just feel like that's the kind of, that girl would have been like, don't worry about a condom or anything like that, you know?
Well, yeah, I know.
Drop your load.
Yeah, it's just horrible. Can I say, it's just such a miracle you make it out of your 20s without like multiple kids and just
I can't believe
drug problems shit. Like, Jesus Christ,
it is crazy. Let's see if there's anything else here with Top Dog.
The kind that you've been like, oh, okay, sure,
yeah.
All right.
What was that?
I farted too.
I farted.
Fun doing it together, father son
fart.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Wait a minute. Pause for a second.
Yeah.
Your dad was in Vietnam.
Right.
Blowing loads in Vietnamese.
Nah, I don't think so, man.
Girls, theoretically, you could have like a Vietnamese.
Yeah, but the thing is,
brother or sister.
That's kind of a real illusion from people where they think that all these guys in the field are like when they're in the shit are also getting laid. It doesn't really happen like that.
Who knows? But who knows? You don't know.
No, I know from having spoken to him that
he
like
didn't, he didn't bang any
dude.
Me so horny.
No, no, he was never even really. He didn't even have downtime in Saigon.
You got a girlfriend in Vietnam?
Yeah, no, he didn't have downtime there. You gotta $5. You gotta have that to do that.
No soul brother, tu buku.
Yeah,
just watch that again. That was just on TV.
No, that didn't happen, babe.
$5, anything you want.
Do you
want.
Listen at all, or do you just talk?
Why are you saying that? I've been listening to you and I'm responding.
You keep going, making this.
Me so horny.
Yeah, you keep doing that.
Because I want to do the accent for you. I want to impress you that.
But I'm trying to tell you like something about like you're like, oh, you might have it. I'm trying to tell you that he wasn't there. And you're like, oh, but what if you. And it's like, are you listening to what I'm saying right now?
I am. Why are you so short with me today?
I've just explained to you why.
You're cranky. You didn't eat enough. You didn't eat enough after your workout. I know, I hear what you're saying, but that's not true. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something for a minute?
What are you going to tell me that's not true about what I just said?
Because I've been in war zones.
Oh, you must know a lot about that. Stand up
in places, and I'm not saying that they can in Afghanistan because it's a Muslim country, but I've done other bases, like in Korea.
No one's talking about Korea.
Guys fuck hookers.
It's not a war zone.
Well, it was at one time.
That's the second dumbest thing you've said today.
Why?
How could comparing Korea where there's not an active war going on?
Okay, but you're telling me that in Vietnam, no guys slept with hookers.
Of course they did.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
No, it's not. We're talking specifically.
I'm not saying Top Dog did, but I did insinuate yes that at the beginning.
Yes, you did.
So you told me he didn't, and I just continued to do my hooker voice because it's true.
I know,
that some
but
guys
I just feel like you don't get it
in Vietnam,
dude.
What don't I get, Tommy?
I know everybody knows that some guys fucked hookers in Vietnam, but you're implying that people in the bush, in the shit, are fucking hookers. They're not. People that are out there are not fucking. There's no hookers out there.
Of course not. They're patrolling in the jungle. They have to be in a city to find the hookers.
Right.
I know that.
I don't think you know that. Doesn't seem like you know that.
Hookers aren't in the shit.
I'm just figuring out that you figured that out.
Why would you? I'm not that fucking retarded.
I don't know that.
You think that I'm that stupid that I think that there's hookers laying in ditches with these guys?
Yes.
When they have a foot rot.
Yes.
And they're throwing fucking grenades at Charlie?
I do think that's what you think.
You're the stupidest person I've ever met.
I think that that's what you think. I think that's how your mind works.
You know what? You can sleep outside tonight.
Man, that's fucking bullshit, man. Damn. Fuck off me, LeBron, bitch. Misbet that motherfucker. God, get up, Brown, you black bitch.
I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck you. Throw that, bitch. Fuck. Fuck this shit. Fuck it. Suck this big ass motherfucker.
All right, we got to get out of here. I feel like you ruined everything. Do you want to say anything before we get off?
I didn't ruin anything. I think we had a good time today, despite your, grouchy fucking...
Sorry, black motherfuckers.
Thank you for listening.
I love you guys. I don't love Tom, but I love you guys.
If you are listening... Oh, other thing I forgot to add. If you're in the LA, Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, the 29th and 30th of July... We'll be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. So come out and see me. Lots of love. And we will be back soon. Bye.
Bye, mommies.
God damn. They better a goddamn free around here. Fuckers. Fuck that driving shit. Give me that fucking ball, you bitch.